USA Radio News.
Jeffrey Epstein's mistress, Ghislaine Maxwell, is now a convicted sex trafficker. A jury handed down its verdict on Wednesday following days of deliberations. The jury considered the case after hearing weeks of testimony during a trial in a New York federal court. Maxwell awaits sentencing and faces decades behind bars. President Joe Biden plans to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone on Thursday. NBC News reports the scheduled talk comes amid continued tensions over Ukraine. Russia has amassed some 100,000 soldiers along its border with Ukraine, raising fears among many in the international community of an invasion. The remainder of the World Junior Hockey Championship has been canceled over fears of a COVID-19 outbreak. Two games had already been forfeited because of positive coronavirus test results among U.S. and Czech players. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Business owners are speaking out against New York City's vaccine mandates, which requires kids 5 and up to show proof of vaccination against COVID-19. It's required in businesses like restaurants, fitness facilities, movie theaters, and museums. One business owner spoke to Fox and Friends.
We agree and believe that, you know, you should come to our restaurants and be vaccinated, but I think we got to slow down. I don't think some of these kids have had the opportunity to get vaccinated, and I think they have to look at it from all different sides.
Several Marines who refused to get the COVID-19 shot told Fox News Digital they are witnessing a, quote, political purge by the Biden administration. The Marines, who were granted anonymity by Fox, said Biden is forcing out the military's best and brightest over deeply held beliefs they say are protected by the First Amendment. In addition, the Marines pointed to a blanket denial of religious exemptions to the vaccine mandate, with their applications being rejected without consideration. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Barack Obama remembers his friend, Senator Harry Reid.
Harry Mason Reid Jr. was an American lawyer and politician who served as Nevada senator from 1987 to 2017. He led the Senate Democrat caucus from 2005 to 2017 and was a Senate majority leader from 2007 to 2015. President Obama on MSNBC remembers his friend.
I'm going to miss him. I don't know anybody who understands his roots, where he came from, what it means to not have anything when you're born and scramble and scrape and work to get something.
Harry Reid died Tuesday in the Las Vegas suburb of Henderson, Nevada, at the age of 82. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden is facing calls from more liberal members of his party to use executive actions to bypass Congress and pass his $1.75 trillion Build Back Better plan. In the latest push, Democratic campaign strategist Kevin Walling said in a Fox News opinion piece that Democrats should unite to pass a compromise version of the bill. However, the Biden administration should work with the House and Senate progressives to explore executive actions. What happens in Vegas will stay in Vegas this New Year's Eve. More than 300,000 visitors are expected in Las Vegas this weekend, since the city is not canceling or scaling back plans for New Year's Eve gatherings. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.